Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. news outlets say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Democratic Representative Marsha Fudge to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Fudge is the second African-American to be named to Biden's cabinet, following Biden's decision Monday to name retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary. The incoming president has been under growing pressure by minority advocacy groups to fulfill his campaign promise to diversify his cabinet with a wide range of Blacks, Latinos, and Asians. Biden will also nominate Tom Vilsack to lead the Agriculture Department, a job he held for 8 years under former President Barack Obama, for whom Biden served as vice president. President Trump and President-elect Biden held simultaneous events focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic Tuesday. President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It's still unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team that promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden is also calling for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days he's in office. The president-elect also pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under control, to open most of the nation's schools during the first 100 days in office. President-elect made the comment, adding that the promise is dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to protect students, teachers, and staff. For details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is